Well, it's time again for our segment, Language Pet Peeves, where listeners tell us what they think is wrong with the way people speak and write the English language. And joining us from member station KPBS in San Diego is our language expert, Richard Lederer, who will tell us about whether our listeners are right or wrong.
Happy to join you again.
Well, we've got three people lined up, raring to go on the phone, so let's go to the first one. Her name is Grace Hawkins, and she's from Port Orchard, Washington. Hi, Grace.
Hey, Lisa.
So what's your pet peeve?
Well, my pet peeve is hopefully, which is so horribly overused. And generally, when people use it, they really just mean to say, I hope. And it isn't wrong. It just feels bad.
Grace, I'm mostly with you because I think hopefully is different from fortunately, luckily, first, second, third, and nevertheless. By saying hopefully, you're distancing yourself. You know, the difference between hopefully the schools will get better and I hope the schools will get better is somebody, if you say I hope, may actually ask you to do something about it.
Right.
So I think it's like the passive voice, it's distancing. And second, as you said, it is nauseatingly overused. Folks out there, abandon hopefully all ye who enter Grace's presence.
Amen.
Amen okay. And a woman.
Well, thank you, Grace.
You're very welcome.
Grace Hawkins from Port Orchard, Washington. Okay, we're going to move on, Richard, to our next listener, who's Oli Wick from Potter Valley, California. And hello, Oli, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Lisa. Thanks for calling. It's nice to hear your voice.
So what's your pet peeve?
Well, I'll tell you what, there are many, but I've settled on this one here. Let me read two examples and see if you and Richard and the listeners also pick up on it the same way I do. Here's one from Ann Landers. Don't write someone off because of their height.
Okay, so you don't like the fact that it's a singular subject with a plural follow-up, whether it's a verb
pronoun.
Or a pronoun. It's a plural pronoun in this case.
Okay,
well, Richard, this clearly predates PC-ism, but let's see what
As a matter of fact, Lisa, it predates it by at least five centuries. Go to the Oxford English Dictionary, look under they, and you will see citations in the 1550s that use they this way. And you know why? Because this is the way standard speakers have been using the third person singular at times. Of course, you can say he or she if you know the gender, but if you don't, then you've got to go the he or she. Each student should bring his or her book so that he or she can achieve his or her full potential. That is awkward. And Oli, we don't want a language that drives us into the third person plural, doesn't let us use the third person singular. Everyone went to the party and they had a good time. I see nothing wrong with that. They allows us to speak and write eloquently. And it was only, Lisa, the sexist grammarians who came along in the 18th and 19th century who said, ha-ha, in English, the male embraces the female. You have to use he and you have to use man.
Oh, it's that recent.
Oh, yes,
wow.
It's quite recent. You know, this is one of the most important questions we've had on the show. They're all important. But in this one, the they has a long history as third-person singular because it serves our needs, and that's what the rules are there for, to serve us.
Okay, Oli, there you have it.
Excellent. I stand corrected, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Oli Wick from Potter Valley, California. And finally, we're going to move on to Mark Abbott from Louisville, Colorado. And Mark, you have a kind of complicated one. What is this?
My pet peeve is the expression, one of the only, used in the sense of one of the few. So an example would be, that restaurant is one of the only good restaurants in town.
What do you say, Richard?
Well, bravo, Mark. You've really hit the nail on the head. This is fairly recent vintage. Of course, only itself comes from only, and it should be one of the few. One of the only makes no sense. It's sort of redundant. It is illogical, and I'm glad that you picked it up. Folks, you should say one of the few restaurants in town. So I agree. Let's wipe this out of our language.
Good luck.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Abbott from Louisville, Colorado. Well, there we have it. Listeners, thanks once again for your language pet peeves. Keep them coming. Our email address is watc@npr.org. Please include both your home and work phone numbers, and maybe we'll call you to join us for our next installment of Language Pet Peeves with Richard Lederer. So thanks, Richard. See you next
Thank
time.
You.